All right.
We're out here at Heritage Auctions, 183 in Valley View. Let's get right to it, Matt. Gordo has the wireless.
All right. Let's head out here and meet the P1s.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody cheer where we can hear you. Yes.
What's that crowd?
Yeah. Sellout crowd.
It's quite a crowd here. What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, what do you do, Chris?
We'll get the boring drop ready. I am a manager of inventory.
Oh, God. Generic. Gosh, generic. That's a power down. What is what kind of inventory?
We do refrigeration units for grocery stores and gas stations.
No, actually, that's kind of interesting.
That is kind of interesting.
What kind of refrigerant are you guys using these days?
That's a good question. I just do the inventory, not the refrigerant.
Fair enough. All right. What do you have there, little tattoo there on your inner arm? What does it say?
Those are my kids' names.
Okay, that's nice. And you got a some kind of ribbon there.
Yeah, my youngest son was born with a birth defect where his throat wasn't connected, so that's for that.
Way to go, Gordon. Always a question.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
But it's a pink ribbon, so it looks like breast cancer awareness.
Yeah, it kind of does, but yeah, but it's got the little hole there for where it wasn't connected, so that's kind of the difference.
And that's your daughter right there in the middle?
That is.
And it's got like the Disney lettering on that.
She is a huge Disney fan, so yeah. I did it kind of, the fonts kind of their personalities.
So how old are your kids now?
My oldest is 10, my daughter is 8, and my youngest just turned 4.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you misspelled Christopher, by the way. Yeah. Okay. He did not notice that. Well, thank you. Well, what's your favorite character on the ticket?
Mushmouth, definitely.
Yes. Yes.
So Mushmouth gets a vote.
All right. What about you, sir? You hate Mushmouth, don't you?
I do. Hey, sorry, I don't talk to fake news media.
Ooh. You just it's got heating up here.
Fake, sir.
What's your name, sir?
I'm not very good at talking.
You're doing fine.
You're doing great.
Listen,
what happened to your glasses?
They broke. Listen,
how long have they been broken?
I am to broadcasting what Casey Musgraves is to a clean pair of pants. It just doesn't go together.
All right.
Yeah. Don't mean to get George excited there.
Do you hate that line of humor, or do you enjoy that line of humor, the Casey Musgraves bathroom accident humor?
I do quite enjoy it.
Wow. And how old are you?
Great. That's all I need is confirmation.
I don't know, 26?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. How long have you been listening?
10 years. My dad's a day one, though, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you still listen?
Oh, yeah. He does.
Good. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Half-sister, older. Yeah. Don't really like her that much.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So was it your mom or dad that was married before?
They weren't married.
Oh, one of those.
Okay. I'm a bastard.
Oh, jeez. All right.
It happens.
There's nothing wrong with any of this.
That's okay.
What's going on today? There's just something just off.
No, it's great. It's great. You got a wife, kid, husband, kid?
Nope. Okay. Don't want any.
Don't want any husbands or any kids?
None of it. What if they turn out like me?
Oh gosh, man. The more I talk to you, the more depressed I get.
Jeez.
All right, well, what kind of work do you do?
All right, man, move on to this guy back
here. Yeah, yeah, okay. Really don't want to talk about his employment. What's your name, sir?
Jason.
Jason. And Jason used to listen to us from very far away. I spoke with him a little bit earlier. Where'd you used to listen to us?
From 2001 to 2008, I lived in Morocco, Portugal, Djibouti, it's a real country.
Djibouti.
Iraq.
Djibouti.
So depending on what time zone, when I'd kick on and lose the ticket.
Military?
Military contractor.
Okay. CIA, interesting.
No, just military logistics work.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
What was the name of the company?
Kellogg Brown Root, KBR.
Oh, they make Pop-Tarts. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
No,
cornflakes.
Different thing. So what kind of equipment did you supply the Army?
Depends military. Where I was in Morocco, we rehabilitated the abort landing strip for the space shuttle. Hmm. So whenever the space shuttle takes off from Florida, the trajectory and the speed that it's going, if they have to abort, which we've never done, we either make it into space or we blow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that whole.
You can't do that anymore.
But by the time you abort and head back towards Earth, the surface, you land somewhere around Morocco, Rota, Spain, things so like that.
Were you married and had kids that you dragged all around?
No, I was extremely single at the time. I didn't even own a dog.
I bet that was fun.
Nothing.
Was it kind of fun living in place to place, or did you get beaten down by that?
No. I look forward to it. I was meant to see other things than just Maypearl, Texas,
right,
where I was born and raised.
That's where you're from. How big is Maypearl?
Now, maybe 1,100. Mm-hmm. So I'm just a small farm hick.
Yeah. When you were growing up, how big was that town?
Maybe 900.
Jeez.
So it doesn't grow very much. Yeah, it's just...
Maypearl.
Hi to everybody in Maypearl.
So which of those countries was your favorite to live in?
To live in? Portugal was nice. I lived in the Azores, off the coast of... in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean there. I lived on the island of Terceira. We were rebuilding a breakwater, if you know, that protects the fuel piers. And, you know, so that's what we were doing.
That's a pretty cool life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Life.
And it claimed to be the Forrest Gump without my mom banging a school teacher or a principal.
Or
not falling in love with an AIDS victim.
Your mama sure does want you to have an education.
We're not falling in love with an AIDS victim.
It's just, what's going on over here?
Come on, man.
Finally, we'll talk to this guy. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dan from Plano.
Dan. And what's your story, Dan?
I'm living the dream. I'm retired. I play golf 3 days a week. I do some charity work, and I visit the ticket on remote.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan.
And how long you been listening?
Oh, I've been listening since we had Norm and Leon way back by day one.
Well, we didn't have Norm and Leon.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it wasn't on our station, but we had Norm.
We had Norm, yeah.
And Leon hated us, so that's a...
Yes, I know. But I used to listen to you day one. You guys weren't as good when you first started. Too many phone calls.
Yeah,
you got much more interesting. Love the bits. I love how you stretch out the tiger... My dad, Earl.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
That is amazing, isn't it?
For knowing that. Yeah. George hates it. But what about Wowie? Do you ever hear when we play Wowie, which one would you?
Yeah. I hear the Wowie, and I kind of cringe for George because I know what's happening.
Wow.
And
it's the worst thing on radio.
It's good entertainment, though.
Thank you. See, there you go. Good. Well, are you married, kids?
Married 39 years, no kids, 2 poodles. That's why I'm able to live the dream and do a lot of golfing.
Did you ever want kids? Ever want to be a dad?
Well, we did, but it didn't work out like that. So we have lots of friends, nieces, nephews, and we
poodles.
Do a lot of things with helping out children.
That's sweet.
All right, Dan.
That's great. But you would have liked to have been a dad, though. Right?
Okay, leave Dan alone.
Yeah.
Leave Dan alone. And we have Dave Raymond coming up next. So there's Gordo from the floor here at Heritage Auctions.
Thank you.
Let's talk baseball with Dave next.